Anthony. Anthony, it's Tim Carter. How you doing today, buddy? Good morning. Earth to Anthony, come in.
Yes.
Come in, buddy. Give me a full report.
Hi, Tim.
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Good. How you doing?
It couldn't be better.
Actually, the last caller, I just had the same problem. Except inside a fireplace and a fire brick.
Oh, the fire brick, man. How thick are the joints on your fire brick?
They're probably about a quarter inch.
Yeah, that's way too big.
Whoever
did that wrong, too.
They did. But the reason I'm calling in is that fireplace actually is a Rookwood fireplace.
Okay.
And it had been painted at one time, and I've gotten it cleaned up somewhat on the outside, but I'm afraid of ruining the glaze. And I was wondering if there's someone that professionally restores them and regrouts them. And
well, why are you afraid of ruining the glaze by using paint stripper on it?
I've used everything I can to get some of the paint off, and some of it just won't come off because the house is probably almost 100 years old.
Okay, well,
and I got through several coats of paint.
Well, first of all, if you don't want to ruin the tile, the way to do it, here's how to not ruin the tile. Do not use any metal tools, first of all. No more metal. So no putty knives, no things like that. You're going to use just pieces of wood.
Okay.
And if you cut pieces of oak, if you can get yourself a few little scrap pieces of oak and cut those on a table saw so that they're nice and square, almost like a paint stick is. You know, you get a paint stick from the paint store.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're kind of like rounded edges, but you see what I mean. In other words, if you made a paint stick out of a table saw but did not sand the edges, that would be a nice tool to work with, okay? And it won't dull up because the oak is so hard. I think you're using the wrong paint stripper. There is a really powerful paint stripper called Peel Away. It's you almost like apply it with like a drywall tool. I mean, it's real thick. It's like a paste, okay? And I'm telling you what, that stuff will take any paint off that I know of.
Okay, that won't harm the actual glaze on the tiles?
It will not. Remember, that glaze on that Rookwood tile, if it is indeed real Rookwood tile, it's some of the best out there. And that glaze is actually clear porcelain that is so... It's like it's glass. I mean, you can't hardly hurt glass, you know what I mean?
And then how about some of the tiles are cracked. Is there someone that can...
I've got a column on my website about that. The way to deal with that is once you get the tile all clean and done, you have to fill that crack, you know, with something. I don't care if it's grout, I don't care what it is, something. Even if it's epoxy, you know, like the epoxy that the granite countertop people use,
because
that when it dries, it's almost has a surface a lot like the glaze. And then you have to find a really, really, really talented artist who can actually come in and who knows how to mix paints, because the trouble with a lot of that Rookwood tile, how it's got that Doppel effect, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, and if you have a really, really good artist that, who's using really ultra-fine brushes, they can just touch up that repaired line, not getting any paint on the tile. See what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about using, like, magnifying glasses that surgeons use, you know?
Yes, and I think it is true Rookwood, because it's...
Yeah.
A lot of them, people think they're Rookwood and they're that real shiny glaze.
I know.
This is a matte glaze.
No, it's... But that's how you're going to fix it. I mean,
okay.
you have to fill the crack, and then the filling has got to be painted to match the tile, and I'm telling you... It's you need like an artisan to do that. It's really specialized work.
Do you have anybody that?
Well, you would find that person at over at UC.
Okay.
I would start at the College of Design, Art, and Architecture. You know, they have kids there who are graduate students that are artists. You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I mean, or go up to the art museum. See what I mean? And talk to the conservators up there. You know, there's people who work deep into the art museum who know a lot about painting.
Okay.
That's how you do it.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, man. Sure appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All righty, bye.